Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
We're getting there. We're working our way through.
It's the day of hope. Sure. You know what? Great. Why not? Day of hope it is.
That is it.
Yep.
Everything's gravy after Thursday.
Oh, that's probably true. It was a fast week, actually. I mean, you wake up on a Thursday and you go, oh, it's already Thursday.
I'm glad to hear that you feel that way.
Oh, do you?
I also feel that way.
Oh, good. Phew. Oh. I thought maybe you were having a bad
No, no, no. Me, like, are you kidding?
Very sharply,
well,
like,
the traffic
like...
out of town's been a little
oh,
bit
God,
of a
it's
problem.
Been but
And so if you're coming into the city, there's something. Oh, my God. They've just nutted up the high. Like, there's no way out.
Nerds are on the loose in the city.
And then, luckily,
the
though.
AI nerds, too.
I'll tell you this. That show we listened, the Odyssey show we listened to yesterday.
Oh, whoa.
Hysterical. Thank God there's a mute on my Zoom because I was laughing so hard the whole time.
Were you?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Come on.
I know. These guys are highly entertaining. Everybody listen to that? Everybody on that?
Yeah, I listen. I listen
so
to
that. So fun, huh?
All of us on it. Yeah.
Hysterical.
Can I just ask a quick technical question?
Oh,
is
no.
Vinny, does he seem super much louder than he normally does?
He sounds great right now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Why are you always trying to sabotage me?
Something is different with your mic, and I don't know what they did. Like your,
it sounds better than it has. The last
it does
days.
Sound
so
better
it sounds,
than it has for sure. But he's not
this
right on the
thing.
Mic, and he's still like super loud. And it's, I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
As long as it sounds good, that's it's fine with me.
Sounds
I love
great.
Your voice. I mean, I almost couldn't have it loud enough. So, I'm down.
You get the comedy, everyone. There's comedy happening
what?
Here.
You're
oh my
me.
God. Wow.
Back to laughing and really enjoying yesterday's meeting in our car on our way home.
What everybody. A blast.
Oh, it was great. Well, I felt like I learned a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And entertain. I mean, like,
right?
There it is. You're being taught and it's totally entertaining.
I know. That's great. It was like, you know how the Daily Show, you're like, you're getting a pretty good dose of what's going on in the world, but you're also laughing and crying
right.
too. It was kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh,
I think
this
it's
is
neat
perfect.
That all of the legal folks are former radio people.
Yes, and doing a show. Like, it was so fun.
Yeah.
Doing a
yeah,
bit
they,
with the dog. And
I love the
I
dog
know,
bit.
The dog the bit was hilarious.
And then the mic not working
oh
bit.
Oh, my God.
The underwater
just,
bit.
I was like, they got that one from us. That is definitely one of ours.
We yeah, gotta, look at us this morning. That one's still going.
We might want to work the dog thing. Can you bring the dog in? Have the dog barking in the background? That'd be...
Sure.
Great.
Time.
I'm always ready to bring Fred yeah. around.
Oh, it was good. It was really fun. You know, I mean, sometimes you go to a meeting, you're like, what a snooze fest. And then you have fun like that. And you're like, oh my God, this is.
I could stay in traffic all day.
I could stay in traffic all day.
It was fun, the driving and like, oh, this is my show today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Halfway through it, I was like, I am actually enjoying this. And I didn't want to listen to anything else.
I got home and replayed it. So good.
I didn't think to record it.
Oh, yeah. I got the podcast.
I got home. I got home. It was still going. And I brought it out and showed John. We stood there and listened. And I was like, you can't believe this great show is going on. Super fun. Meetings at work, everyone. You know what we're talking about. Come on. I will say this about
that Zoom. They made the changes that were necessary. So at least we've got that.
Yes.
Right.
It's fantastic. That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm grateful for Zoom. I'm grateful for it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm talking about that we were able to have that meeting.
Hold on. Do you know who Willis is?
What you talking about, Willis?
Okay, she does.
But what show's it from? Or is that just a thing the kids say?
Oh, she doesn't know.
No, I know.
Have you ever watched an episode of it, though?
No.
It's a show called Different Strokes from the 80s.
Ah, that's right.
Yep.
What are you talking about, Willis? Anyway, you were saying.
What you talking about? Is that guy dead or alive, the guy who said that?
Alive.
No, he's dead. I think the only one.
Didn't he fall downstairs or something?
He was had a lot of problems.
I know, but didn't he fall downstairs?
I don't remember his ultimate demise. Gary
Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only one who's still alive from that show is Willis.
He had a stroke, by the way, Gary Coleman.
Didn't he fall downstairs before the or I think the stroke.
Is that part of the stroking?
I don't know. He's dead.
All right.
Long time dead, 15 years ago. Yeah.
Anyway, so Zoom, though.
Oh, yeah, you love it.
I do love it. And one of the things I love the most about it is, you know how, I know that not everybody does this, but it is a thing to consider. Years ago, Vinny and I read a book called The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom by Susie Orman.
You had that long before you ever recommended it to me. But whatever your deal is with that, like you found that young.
Yeah, I think it was right around the time I moved here. Like John was looking at, because we were talking about having kids and he finds this book. Susie Orman is, I think her name is spelled S-U-Z-E. So, and she's been around for a long time. And it's like these 9, and they are actually in and of themselves, some of them are more work than others, but these 9 steps, things that you can do to set yourself up for retirement later in life. What's happening?
Nothing. Go on.
Everything's
please,
okay.
Please, for the love of God, yes.
All right. So one of the things in these 9 steps, and they start with really basic stuff like about how you handle your cash and like tiny incremental buy-ins to stocks, like buy portions of stock, like pick blue chip stocks and every week make a contribution to that and build yourself a portfolio over the course of your lifetime, young people. So one of the things is to get a trust, which is basically just how you... where all your things go so that when you die, your kids or whoever just get them. That this is sort of an oversimplified thing. It's like a will, but it's also more like not having to pay estate taxes or deferring some of that stuff so that your kids can get the stuff and not have to be worried about where all of it is. It's all in this trust thing. So John is obsessed with these. So it feels like every few years he's like, we're doing an update to the trust. And I can't tell you how many. And I'm like, oh, yay. I don't care about this and I don't want to do it. And why do I have to go to an appointment at a lawyer's office? I hate this.
This happened yesterday?
It's happened throughout the course of my life with John.
Oh, okay.
So, but now that there's Zoom.
Oh,
I don't have to go. Okay. I can sit there. I can.
It came full circle, everyone. Yes. Now we know.
Zoom. Because ooh. Yesterday, even as we're sitting on that meeting, which was the most entertaining Zoom meeting I've ever been on.
It was a good one. I
was
agree.
Like, this is great. But Zoom has actually saved me from so many things that I don't want to do. Like, I'm appreciative that I didn't have to go to these meetings this week. Like, it's great. I can sit at my house and like pretend I'm taking notes. Oh, yeah, John, I'm taking notes over here. Meanwhile, I'm not taking notes.
The one thing that I didn't know whether to be like, oh, hey, that was my old show. They mentioned like shows that have done bad things in the past, and they mentioned one of the shows that I used to work on.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Bean
yeah.
Anthony, and sure. I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah. That was right after I left and came here.
Yeah, it was good that you left at that point. That was that they got in a lot of trouble on that one.
Yeah, but that was like.
But you know, there's.
I didn't recognize it as something you'd done. So you did that?
No, he did.
I didn't do
he
that.
He wasn't there
no,
for that.
No, I wasn't
thing.
There for the bad thing. You know, they were telling us not what things not to do. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was right after I left. So, but we had still done that bad thing years before. Like,
it wasn't
every year.
It was a running bet.
We had done it for years. Yeah.
But luckily, you were gone before they got in big trouble for it. Maybe so. Actually, they mentioned quite a number of things that have gone horribly wrong in radio contests. Mm-hmm. And that was it was an entertaining meeting. And I did not know that our entire legal team is former on-air personalities. I did not know that. And they were putting on quite the show. I really
agreed.
I enjoyed it.
They were great.
I agreed.
I could have been boring.
It could have been.
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't. And thank you, Zoom.
Vin sounds perfect on the app, someone says.
Oh, great.
Vin sounds amazing. Stop it, Sarah.
No. I'm honestly, you sound very different in my headphones today, but I could tell that maybe it was, you've been very soft, even when I had you cranked.
I'm seeing, like, for days, I've been seeing the complaints, and I'm like, oh my God, all I wanted to do was just turn on a mic that reaches here better. And all of a sudden, I've sent us down this weird.
I know.
And then I was like, never mind, undo it. And you guys are like, we can't.
We couldn't. Well, we tried. We put it all back exactly the way it was. And then we're like, okay, it's a disaster.
All I wanted was that it would have freed up my hand space
here. I still think that we can do that.
If we know, don't.
I think we can.
650 says, Green Day is getting a star on Hollywood Boulevard. For all they've accomplished, in my mind, they will forever be the band that opens for Sarah and Vinny.
Thanks. Hey. You're welcome, Green Day. We've featured you for years on this show, and you are welcome.
It. You guys did it.
You did it, guys.
You did it.
I mean, with, you know,
please,
a lot of help from us.
Don't forget to thank us.
No, I meant you guys.
Yes.
You did it.
That's what, thank you.
Yes.
Maddie.
We got them a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
You're welcome, you guys. You never would have done it without us.
No way.
Green Day is like a deceptively, they sound simple. They sound like there would be a simple song to learn on guitar. And some of them really are. But they're not as simple as you think. Like I've been learning, I was telling Vinny about this guitar app that I have where it's not really just a guitar app. It's like all these chords and it just shows you how to play these songs. It has the lyrics and it will scroll for you so you can kind of play along with it as you're, you know, singing and playing your song. And one of the songs I'm doing is Hitch a Ride, the Green Day song. And it's actually maybe the simplest one. And I've, so every morning as I'm listening to the Green Day, I'm like, oh, is that one that I can learn? Can I make that happen? So, but I think we played Hitch a Ride maybe 2 days ago. It was one of the ones we did this week. Yeah.
Every single day. Not that song, but Green Day.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this as I mentioned it yesterday. It was just one of the many stories I try to, you know, throw out there and hope something happens with it. That meadowscaping where you turn your yard into a field.
Yeah.
Got a ton of texts from people. Like a lot of people, it's a thing that people do.
Yeah.
Did you know about it before?
I'd never heard it called meadowscaping, but I have absolutely seen people do a wildflower field as opposed to doing and then they mow it. You know, honestly, it doesn't happen that much around here, I don't feel like, because there's not enough rain to keep, you'd have to water that here. Otherwise, it would just turn into a fire hazard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I absolutely love meadowscaping. My meadowscape has attracted butterflies and... we went all rocks in the front yard.
We did too.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah. Well, there are some plantings, but we took out the lawn because we had to let it die. Remember a couple years ago when you couldn't, like everything in our yard died? I'm like, oh, I'm not going to have that heartbreak again. Let's get some rocks.
You know what we did? And I at the time, I just bit my lip. I'm like, I don't care, man. My wife was redoing the backyard and she was like, I'm putting in fake lawn. And I was like, okay.
And?
I don't like it.
Oh, still?
It's
you can hose it clean. Isn't that one of the things they sell it on?
That is, well, that's it, though.
So the dog poops on it, and then you pick up the stuff, and then you hose it clean.
Okay.
No?
I don't love it.
Okay.
I'd rather...
It's really hot to walk on.
I haven't even gotten to that, but I just don't think it looks great.
Oh.
Like, the places where they're... Like, if you have just the flat spot,
yes.
You're like, oh, that's so green. So pretty. All the corners, though... It's like a carpet that wasn't done well.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like if the carpet wasn't done well, you'd be like...
You notice the edges.
Is there like a wrinkle?
The edges
is
like...
There's
some of that, but there's also just, you know, you're cutting... It's this thick. It's not a carpet.
Right. It's a big
it's
mat.
It's an inch and a half. Yeah. So it's you cut it and there's some pieces. It just doesn't, I don't, I know people are into it. I kind of went.
Have you had to mow it yet though?
Not once.
So that's.
But you know what I never did before?
Oh, you didn't mow your own lawn?
No.
Oh, did your wife do it?
No, we had someone come and
do it. Oh, you have a garden.
Every other week.
Oh, yeah. I don't. No. I mean, don't look at me. I don't mow my lawn either. I just can't, you know, I know you. I would think you wouldn't want anybody in your backyard.
Well, I wouldn't, but I also don't want to mow my lawn.
That's, you know what?
And
it's
listen.
It's a good reason to unlock that gate.
I'm only saying that as you, if you're out there and you're considering the fake lawn, here's just one person's opinion. I don't think it looks that great.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. We considered it in the front because one of the problems we had, not only was there, you know, you have to water the lawn. We have these two big trees in our front yard. And so the yard is consistent. Like the grass that we did have that we let died wasn't awesome. It didn't look great. There were, it just would have patches and we're like, oh, we could just get fake. And then it would, all the crap from the tree would still fall on it. It would look very natural. In the end, we went rocks.
Enough about meetings. Back to the disturbing childhood memories of Maddie. Sorry, Marty.
Yeah, Marty.
Sorry, wait.
Let's see. I can tell you about the time my mom kept me tied up in the backyard. What do you want?
That was a good one. I think we've heard that one, though.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Your mom tied you?
I was on a leader.
Oh, this is a freshie?
Yeah. We had a dog run. I'd run out into traffic, evidently. My mom was single, raising two boys. She did the best she could. And inebriated from time to time. So I'd run out into the road and almost wrecked a car. So my mom's answer to that was to put me on a dog run in the backyard.
So you're on a clip and an overhead line.
Yeah.
And that worked?
I'm alive.
Did you cry about it? No, but I mean, sometimes you put a kid in a playpen and they just stand there screaming and crying.
I could make good time anywhere I was. I was a rowdy little child.
Mm.
Yeah. There's today's. There you go.
Yeah, come up with one for tomorrow.
We'll tied up in the yard, everyone.
Yeah. I don't think he's the only kid that was ever tied up in a yard.
No, I think a lot. I think people.
Sometimes you just have to tie a kid up, you know? It's just what you have to do.
Oh my God.
It's like, well, it's that or they kill themselves in the street. You know?
just say. Sometimes you have to tie a kid up.
I know kids who've been tied up.
Is that a new Sarah-ism?
No. John used to get tied up to the tree in the front of the yard. He was the youngest of five, and his mother was just like, tying him to a tree. Like a rope around the waist kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
At least I had a run.
No. I mean, he could move around. The rope was tied on one end on the tree and one end on the kid.
I didn't picture him running it.
I know. John. I mean, please text us 800-400-3697 with your own stories of being tied to things when you're a kid.
Please don't.
Well, we joke about the Velcro suit, but that's because we all really wish we could put our kids in those. Like, oh, God. Wouldn't you just have so much fun hanging on the wall, just waving your arms and legs around, just using up all that energy? Don't do it, people. It's wrong, apparently. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're off to a weird start. We'll see you in a sec.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.